Hey there, I'm Andy Langer. Welcome to another edition of The Andy Langer Show, Esquire's weekly guide to new music. This post-Christmas Tuesday is a weird one for the release schedule. As is tradition, there's very little new. Although, as is also tradition, there's at least one big hip-hop release. We'll check in on that record and a classic hip-hop reissue, plus an oddity or two. Let's get started with the week's most notable release, Nas's Hip Hop Is Dead. You'll find Nas in our January issue talking about burying his beef with Jay-Z. Once Mortal Enemies, Hip Hop Is Dead marks Nas's first album for Jay-Z's Def Jam. And it's a doozy, an authoritative and gripping return to form, Black Republican. Nas's duet with Jay-Z is going to have the most tongues wagging, but the title track and first single may still be the set's most compelling moment. Not nearly as whiny as its attention-grabbing title suggests, it's a State of the Union report that works because it's not coming from an up-and-comer, but from truly legitimate hip-hop royalty. With samples from Inagata Da Vida, the incredible Bongo Band's Apache, and Billy Squier's The Big Beat, it's got plenty going on musically, yet none of it distracts from Nas's industry overview. Take a listen.
The bigger the cap, the bigger the pillin'. Come through something ill, missing the ceiling. What influenced my rap? Stick ups and killings, kidnappings, project billings, drug dealings. Criticize that, why is that? Cause Nas rap is compared to legitimized crap. Cause we love to talk on nasty chickens. Most intellectuals will only half listen. So you can't blame jazz musicians.
That's Nas with Hip Hop Is Dead. And just for kicks, and because I mentioned it, let's listen to a sample of Black Republican, the long-awaited pairing of Nas and Jay-Z. For even the most jaded hip-hop fans, this one's fairly satisfying.
I'm standing on the roof of my building. I'm feeling the whirlwind of beef I inhale it. Just like an acrobat, ready to hurl myself through the hoops of fire. Sipping 80 proof, bulletproof under my attire. Could it be the forces of darkness against hood? Angels of good that form street politics. Makes a sweet, honest kid turn illegal for commerce. To get his feet out of them Converse, that's my word.
I feel like a Black Republican, money keep coming in. Can't turn my back on the hood.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
2 weeks ago in the New York Times, there was a story about hip-hop catalog and how it just doesn't sell. The idea of the piece was that while Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon still moves nearly 10,000 copies a week, Public Enemy's It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back sold just 400 copies in the same period, with LL Cool J's Bigger Endeavor selling half that amount. Hip-hop doesn't promote its history, said one expert. Even so, the story says there were high hopes for a new NWA Best Of collection. Subtitled The Strength of Street Knowledge, this CD-DVD package makes a convincing case for NWA sounding every bit as vital and, yes, terrifying today as they did back in 1988. Indeed, this is vintage hip-hop that truly stands up to time's test. If you own Straight Outta Compton already, you already have most of what's most interesting here, but it's still worth revisiting for a memory jolt. Although I'd have hoped for more remixes and unreleased material, plus more than just 30 minutes of bonus stuff on the DVD side of the disc. Even so, try this one, the title track to Straight Outta Compton, for a remarkable reminder of just how bulletproof Ice Cube's delivery once was.
Straight Outta Compton, crazy motherfucker named Ice Cube, from the gang called Niggas With Attitudes. When I'm called off, I got a sawed off, squeeze the trigger and bodies are hauled off. You two boy, if you're up and with me, the police are gonna have to come and get me off your ass. That's how I'm going out, but a punk motherfucker that's showing out. Niggas,
that's NWA. Got your fill of hip-hop? Okay, then we'll skip the latest track from Academy Award winners 3-6 Mafia. It's called It's a Fight, and it's their contribution to the new Rocky Balboa soundtrack, and it's truly awful. Let's leave it at that. And if the mere mention of Rocky makes you yearn for Survivor, then Rocky Balboa, the best of Rocky, is for you. An 18-track collection of orchestral scores and commissioned music from John Cafferty, James Brown, and yes, Survivor, this is hardly a must-own. On the other hand, you might be shocked just how well Bill Conti's Gonna Fly Now holds up. It jabs and ducks in all the right places, and if you want to get your full 99 cents worth, make sure you buy the tune from the new 30th anniversary edition of the original soundtrack, where Gonna Fly Now finally gets the digital remastering treatment it deserves. And finally, a true oddity. This came across my desk last week, yet it's a CD 2 years old. Live and Unplugged, it's Jeff Daniels. Yep, the actor Jeff Daniels. Winds up he's an amateur songwriter and planned on staying amateur until his friends at his theater company in Michigan, the Purple Rose, convinced him a concert might be a good way to raise money. Indeed, not just a concert series, but this benefit live CD was born. I know, another actor tries to sing. Big deal. But the beauty is that Jeff Daniels knows exactly what you're thinking. There's some funny tunes here, among them one called You Can Drink an Ugly Girl Pretty, but none funnier than If William Shatner Can, I Can Too, a tune that takes the piss out of every other actor with a guitar, and Daniels himself. Here's a piece of it.
Kathy Lee had to quit the show to be with her family, then the next thing you know, there's a TV special and a Christmas CD. Just ain't Jesus without Kathy Lee. Movie stardom's just a job when you can sing like Billy Bob. William Shatner can, I can too. Captain Kirk's gotta sing.
There he is, singer-songwriter and actor, Jeff Daniels. Winds up, I have the CD because he'll spend the first few weeks of the new year on the road, playing theaters and singer-songwriter clubs across the Midwest. Check your local listings. It might just be the rare actor-turned-musician gig that's laughable for all the right reasons. We'll be back next week with another round of picks and recommendations. Thanks again for being here with us, and thanks to our podcast producer, Mr. Will Hoffman of Austin, Texas. And don't forget to look for the latest Esquire in your mailbox or on your newsstand now. Until next week, I'm Andy Langer, and this has been The Andy Langer Show.